The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. If the first mandatum of this season was the washing of the feet and the command to go and be of service to others, then our Lord's words today mark the second mandatum, to preach the gospel to every creature. Sometimes there's a fear that rises up within us when we think about talking to people about Christ. A fear of possibly annoying the person we're talking to, a fear of upsetting family or friends, or in the case of the first reading, a fear of being apprehended by the government. Could be any number of things. But despite our fear, we have to have courage, because this is what our lovable Lord, our risen Lord, has asked of us, to preach the gospel to everyone. Oftentimes, people repeat a quote attributed to St. Francis: preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. My brothers and sisters, it is necessary. For at least a couple of generations now, people have failed to preach with words at all. We preach by our deeds, and this is good, but we have to extend that and start preaching with our words too. The faith for every subsequent generation gets weaker and weaker in the populace, and it's on us to go and preach the gospel to everyone so that kids don't grow up never hearing the name of Jesus Christ. But the fact that this mandatum is given to us during Easter is a reminder that we can't go and bludgeon people over the head with a Bible. Quite the opposite. We have to take this as a thing of joy, a true joy, a deep, abiding joy that we share with those around us. Talk to them, give them an account for the joy that you have within you. This is what Christ is asking us to do today, to preach the gospel always.